There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. A new Ukrainian 11th grade history textbook, soon to be introduced to schools, reflects Ukraine's support for Israel and its role in establishing the Jewish state. Covering global history, the book dedicates pages to Israel and the Middle East conflict, highlighting Ukraine's 1947 vote in favor of Israel's creation, Jerusalem as its capital, and notes that Israel's Prime Minister Golda Meir was born in Kiev. The textbook aims to foster an understanding of Jewish history and Ukraine's friendship and recognition of Israel. Meanwhile, British authorities are investigating punk duo Bob Vylan after their controversial Glastonbury performance over the weekend, where they led chants of Free Palestine and Death to the IDF. The BBC streamed the incident, which sparked public outrage and political backlash. While festival organizers condemned hate speech, critics have called for accountability and police are reviewing whether any criminal offenses occurred. Staying with news from the United Kingdom, and the British government has clarified that Blaise Metrawelle, set to become the first female MI6 chief, has no personal connection to her grandfather, Konstantin Dobrowolsky, who reportedly defected from the Soviet Union to become a Nazi informant. A Foreign Office spokesperson emphasized a limited knowledge of her ancestry, highlighting its complex, conflicted nature. Metrawelle will assume a role in the fall, aiming to strengthen national security amidst her diverse heritage. As the 2024-2025 Canadian academic year concludes, Jewish students can finally enjoy a respite from a challenging year marked by rising anti-Semitism. Over the past year, numerous incidents, including protests, vandalism, harassment, and discriminatory policies, highlighted the hostile environment. Fears of bias have driven many Jewish families to enroll their children in private Jewish schools for safety from bullying and discrimination in public education. Let's now look at what other stories have made headlines. United Kingdom Culture Secretary Lisa Nandy praised JW3 as a vital part of British life during her visit to the Jewish Community Centre. In a message of solidarity, Israeli member of the Knesset Dan Illouz and Iranian-American Mariam Memasegdeghi have emphasized unity between Jews and Iranians against Iran's oppressive regime. President Trump announced this weekend that more nations are interested in joining the Abraham Accords post-Iran campaign, suggesting Iran's current situation might have benefited from earlier participation in the peace agreement. The U.S. Supreme Court has now finally ruled that victims of terrorism by groups like the PLO and Palestinian Authority can sue these organizations in U.S. courts. Holocaust survivors face benefit risks as Trump's Social Security Administration cuts hinder efforts to fix long-standing issues, causing some to lose Social Security benefits. In Argentina, All Boys fans gathered before their match against Atlanta, displaying Palestinian flags and a casket draped in an Israeli flag. The delegation of Argentine Israelites Associations has condemned the incident as anti-Semitic, calling for urgent action from authorities. And finally, meet John Farahi, Persian Jewish CEO of Atlantis Casino Resort Spa in Reno, champions Israel and Jewish values beyond profit. Born in Tehran, he emphasizes that Israel isn't at war with Iran, but faces threats from Iranian leaders. Farahi advocates for Israel's security and cultural pride, celebrating Persian heritage along with Jewish cultural interaction. With family roots in Iran, he highlights the country's long Jewish history, but remains cautious about military efforts to change Iran's regime, believing change ultimately depends on Iranians. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.